Daily Dose of Dominican Preaching. Today we hear from Ms. Ann Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology in the United States. Ann's preaching is entitled, Jesus, the Truthful One.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay? Last month in the United States, the Washington Post reported that the American president had just publicly spoken his 3,000th lie since taking office. 3,000 lies in 466 days, or an average of 6.5 lies per day. These weren't opinions that the president's naysayers simply disagreed with, but actual lies, statements that were factually untrue and able to be proven so. The story circulated for about a day and a half and then quietly faded from notice, not seeming to have caused much of a stir. It would seem that lying isn't all that big of a deal anymore. Many supporters of the president acknowledge the president's words often aren't fact-based, but emphasize words can have other purposes, for example, to rally people, shift opinions, get things done. Focusing on the truthfulness of words, they suggest, might be missing the point. But contrast the picture of the American president described by the Post with the picture painted of Jesus in today's gospel. The Pharisees and Herodians describe Jesus as a truthful man, not concerned with anyone's opinion or status, who only taught in accordance with the truth. What strikes me here is that these are hardly Jesus' friends that are describing him this way. Indeed, the Pharisees and Herodians are starting this particular conversation in order to see if they can trip Jesus up. But even Jesus' nemeses acknowledge that he's known for being honest, a straight arrow. The fact that all three of the synoptic gospels include this episode suggests that the gospel writers thought the encounter was a pretty significant one for understanding who Jesus is. Jesus must have been widely known for his truthfulness. Truthfulness was core to Jesus' public identity. Which makes me think that maybe this passage should be an especially important one for us. When each of us was baptized, we were anointed to be another Christ in the world. In essence, another truthful person, another person not swayed by opinion or status, another person who lives in accordance with the truth. But what does it mean to be a disciple of the truthful one in an era of 3,000 lies? The Christian tradition has a long history of pondering how to live a truthful life. Our saints and sages have for centuries been in dialogue on this topic with philosophers, with holy ones of other religious traditions. Since this is a Dominican site, let me draw on two thoughts from the work of Thomas Aquinas. First, Thomas defines truth as having a mind aligned with reality. And that means that if the world is a sphere, we want our mind to be picturing the world as a sphere, not flat. If the globe is getting warmer, we want to have an understanding in our head that the globe is getting warmer, not imagining that it's cooling or staying the same. The universe is a big, weird place, and there's more out there than we currently know, more than we currently can know. So being a person of truth doesn't mean that we know everything perfectly or that there isn't more to learn, but it does mean having a great desire to know what is real and a willingness to always be changing our mind if we find out that things are other than we initially thought. Being a truthful person means observing and studying and working really hard to make sure that what we think in our heads is based on what really is and refusing to rest on our current intellectual laurels. But Thomas also speaks about truth as a virtue that we must practice in our communication with others. When we speak, we need to make sure that what comes out of our mouth is aligned with what's in our mind. We don't need to say everything that comes to our head, but when we do speak, we shouldn't say things other than how we really believe them to be. Doing so, Thomas says, is always sinful. It's an abuse of the very purpose of communication. Moreover, for Thomas, it wasn't enough to have one aspect of truthfulness and not the other. It wasn't enough to have an accurate picture of reality in your mind, but then say things contrary to that picture. And it wasn't enough to be entirely open and honest and transparent about what's on your mind if your mind is not connected to reality. If we want to be people of truth in a time of 3,000 lies, we have to be utterly committed to both dimensions of truthfulness, having a mouth aligned with our mind and having a mind aligned with reality. Individually, there's little we can do to stop others from lying, but individually, there's much each of us can do to be persons of integrity ourselves. We, like Jesus, can be so truthful that even our nemeses will have to admit, we know that you're a truthful person and that you're not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but speak in accordance with the truth.